We all know that one of the primary jobs of Melech HaMoshiach is Li'tova Tzadikaya B'Tiyufta, which means that Moshiach will make the Tzadikim do tshuva. Until Bias HaMoshiach, you have the Avoida of Leilich Bo L'Chazek Bitka. You have to be mekariv those which are more outwardly distant in observance from the Eibishter. But the times of Moshiach, Moshiach will bring the tzaddikim to do tshuva, will bring even people which are involved, bring them to the next level. So I want to share with you a geshmaka toira of the Baal Shem Tov on this nekuda. It's a very, very geshmaka toira, and there's a history of this toira as well. In the year Tov Kuf Mem Gimel, the Alter Rebbe went on a campaign to be mekarev and to get rid of all the sveikas and questions that people had on Teiras HaChassidus. We know that he went to Vilna and he asked a few times to meet with the Vilna Goy, but they would not let him meet. As a matter of fact, he ran out of the city so that he shouldn't be forced to meet the Alter Rebbe, which the Alter Rebbe writes about in his Igros Kodesh, Admor HaZaken. He has a full description of his time in Vilna. And then the Alter Rebbe went to Minsk. When the Alter Rebbe was in Minsk, they had a famous debate where he answered all the shailos of the Grois Lomdim and Chachamim of Minsk. And when he left Minsk, he left with many, many people, Aleph, connected to Teres HaChassidus, or at the very least, their Hisnagdus to Chassidus was lessened. In the course of his question-answer debates, there was a very, very strong part of this debate where they asked the Alter Rebbe the following two questions. The first shaila was that according to the Baal Shem Tov, he claims that simple people, anoshim shutim, there's value to their davening and to their learning and to their saying tilim, even though they do not understand necessarily what they are saying. And with that, they are putting down the rightful covet of the Talmidei Chachamim. But don't Chazal tell us, the famous Gemara in Baba Basra, that Puroni is Bala Olam, the terrible punishments come to the world because of the Amaratzim. And therefore, how could the Baal Shem Tov be Mechavev so much the Amaratzim? Okay. Second Shaila, they asked the Alter Rebbe, that the Baal Shem Tov teaches that even a great Goyin and a great Tzaddik has to do tshuva. That everyone has to be moving forward. Even the greatest Goyinim have to do tshuva. And they asked, listen to this lashon, was meder shita hakman unter the kovet ha-teir and kovet ha-midei chachamim. By saying such a statement, you're degrading the Talmidei Chachamim. You're saying that even the Grois HaGoyinim have to do tshuva. How does that fit? We know that the Tzaddik Yisoid Oilam, that Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Shalim Ba'Oilam, they're the foundation of the world. They hold up the world. They bring peace to the world. And here comes the Baal Shem Tov and says that Talmidei Chachamim have to do tshuva. So two strong questions really boiling down to the same thing. Where does the Baal Shem Tov see value of Anoshim Pshutim? And where does he see that Tzadikim have to do tshuva? And the Alter Rebbe told them that the answer is all in the same place. Both questions have the same answer. And it's the first interaction with the Eibishter and Moshe Rabbeinu in a direct way. We know the story, and I spoke about this at length on the Shabbos, Shmois Ve'era, that Moshe Rabbeinu comes and he sees the bush that's burning, and Moshe Rabbeinu makes a statement, and he says, Asuruna, I'm going to move, I'm going to leave my position. I'm going to see this wondrous thing. Now, a lot of Mefarshim question, and they mevayer, why do we have to know the thought process of Moshe Rabbeinu? He sees something wondrous, he went. Why do we have to know that Moshe thought about it, and he said, wow, I really should go check this out. Why do we have to be privy to the inner thoughts of Moshe Rabbeinu? And the Baal Shem Tev explained the Torah, which the Alter Rebbe shared with the Goyim from Minsk. Baal Shem Tev said like this, that the Gemara says in Tainus, we all know that the Pasuk says, Parsha Shoiftim, Ki Adam Eitz Asoda, that a person is compared to the trees of the field. And the Sheina Beimer, the nice trees, those are the Talmidei Chachamim. Talmidei Chachamim are the Geshmaka trees. Who are the thorn bushes? The thorn bushes are the Amaratzim. People which are not Shemer, they're not so involved. In comparison to the Loim Dei Toira, which are the fruit trees, the Geshmaka trees, the Amaratzim, the Anoshim Pshutim, would be considered a thorn bush. What was so peladic to Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu saw the Labas Eish. What is the Labas Eish? He saw the secret of eternity of the Jewish people. He saw this inner fire that gets burning, that's burning. Ve'enei ukol, and it doesn't stop. In other words, what was the pele that Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to know, where can I find, where is visible, where is kentik, this flam fire, this passion, this deep love, this deep dedication, this deep desire to connect with Hashem. Which tree has it? And he was shocked to see that it's specifically the sneh that has the labas eish. In other words, the Eibishter was showing him, says the Baal Shem Tev, that if you want to know where you can find this bren, this emuna pshuta, this geshmak of fire, this labas eish that doesn't subside, don't look at the Talmidei Chachamim. Look at the Anoshim Pshutim. It's specifically the Sneh, specifically the Anoshim Pshutim. In their hearts is this fire to the Eibishter. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, Asurana ve'ere. And we know that Rashi says, on the words Asurana, which Rashi says, Asura mikan le'iskarev l'shom. What does that mean? Listen to the words of the Baal Shem Tov. As Moshe Rabbeinu at verstan in the machse al yoyne. Moshe Rabbeinu understood what he was seeing. He was seeing this special secret of where to find the passion in the hearts of Yidden. Again, this is all printed in Keser Shem Tov. This is Ois Yud Ches and the Isofich, page Reish, page Tes. Was men beweistem de Maila Gdoila fun de Anoshim Shutim Nagabi Talmidei Chachamim. Moshe understood that the Eibishter was showing him that where is the passion, where is the fire, where is the secret of survival of the Jewish people in the time of Golos especially, that's in the simple people, that they have their unwavering emunah pshuta in the Eibishter. So, what? Is erg zugekommen zu der Dage von Tshuva. That brought Moshe Rabbeinu himself to the level of Tshuva. But Moshe Rabbeinu was the Chvarta Tzadik Gomor. We know that it's brought down that when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, Nisnala Bayis Kulei Er, that the whole house was filled with the Getlecha light, the godly light. Moshe Rabbeinu's house was filled with that light. And nevertheless, the great tzaddik Moshe Rabbeinu said, Asurana, that I have to change. I have to do tshuva. Even the greatest tzaddikim have to come closer and do tshuva to come close to the Eibishter. In the words of the Baal Shem Tov, Afilu at tzaddik gomer v'moshe Rabbeinu, even a complete tzaddik like Moshe, Darf hoven di avoida fun asura mikan li iskarev l'shon, he has to have the avoid of leaving his current place to get closer to a higher place. Vas das is the tnuah fun tshuva, that's the tnuah of tshuva. And with this, says the Alter Rebbe, the shita fun Rebben dem Baal Shem Tov is miyusarev de eshte getlecha iskalus to Moshe Rabbeinu. We see clearly that this avoid of the Baal Shem Tov is based on this first godly interaction between the Eibishter and Moshe, where we see both things. Say that a tzaddik gomer has to do tshuva, has to do asura mikan, liskarev l'shom. In addition, we see the beautiful love that the Eibishter has specifically for the Anoshim Shutim, because it's only the sneh that has this fire which does not go out. It's only the sneh that doesn't get burned up. And the Alter Rebbe finished. When he said this, it made such an impact. Says the Goyin Rabbi Isaac Humler, mit der größe Bren hat der Rebbe gesagt, die Teure von der Baal Shem Tov, and then he finished off with the Maise Bepoil of Echein. What is the Maise Bepoil from the Teure of the Baal Shem Tov? Und beemes, was mehr aben Teure, als mehr ben Avoide bedarf men sein. The bigger Talmud Chochem you are, the bigger Avoide you have to be. Und oib nit, is men Chalila, Peshea, Kegen Malki, lo. If not, you're poshet a poshaya against the Eibishter himself. Umedarf taket shuvaton me umke de liba arois reisen von sich der amolik was is mekarer de derech havaya und die darke avoides aboire. We have to uproot the amolik which is preventing you and cooling you off from your service of the Eibishter. So we see that the inyan of Moshiach li tovet tzadikaya bityufta started already with Moshe Rabbeinu.